So what's Dave Boyle's disappearance have to do with... What was her name? Was it Catherine? Catherine Marcus? Yeah. So what does the one have to do with the other? I'm not saying they do. You're not saying they don't. Sean smiled in spite of himself. Give him a hardened gangbanger in the box any day, some guy trying to lawyer up who knew the system better than most judges, because Sean would crack him. But take one of these old-timers, these hard-as-nails, mistrustful bastards from his father's generation, working stiffs with a lot of pride and no respect for any state or municipal office, and you could bang at them all night, and if they didn't want to tell you anything, you'd still be there in the morning with nothing but the same unanswered questions. Hey, Dad, let's not worry about any connections just yet. Why not? Sean held up a hand. Okay, just humor me. Oh, sure, it's what's keeping me alive. The chance I might get to humor my own son. Sean felt his hand tighten around the handle of his glass mug. I looked up the case file on Dave's abduction. The investigating officer is dead. No one remembers the case, and it's still listed as unsolved. So? So I remember you coming into my room maybe a year after Dave came home and saying, it's over, they got the guys. His father shrugged. They got one of them. So why didn't... In Albany, his father said. I saw the picture in the paper. The guy had confessed to a couple of molestations in New York and claimed he'd done a few more in Massachusetts and Vermont. The guy hung himself in his cell before he could get to the particulars. But I recognized the guy's face from the sketch the cop drew in our kitchen. You're sure? He nodded. 100%. The investigating detective, his name was, Flynn, Sean said. His father nodded. Mike Flynn, right. He'd kept in contact with him, you know, a bit. So I called him after I saw the picture in the paper, and he said, yeah, it was the same guy. Dave had confirmed it. Which one? Huh? Which guy? Oh, the, how do you describe him? The greasy one who looked sleepy. Sean's child's words seemed strange coming out of his father's mouth and across the table at him. The passenger. Yeah. And his partner, Sean said. His father shook his head. Died in a car crash. Or so the other one said. That's as far as I know, but I wouldn't put too much stock in what I know. Hell, you had to tell me Tim Marcus was dead. Sean drained what remained in his mug, pointed at his father's empty glass. Another? His father considered the glass for a bit. What the hell? Sure.